The text for our meditation this morning is a portion of the Old Testament lesson appointed to be read on this Sunday. It is from the 61st chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, the 10th verse. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Words from the prophet Isaiah that need to be taken to heart by each and every one of God's children. Words that bring great and tremendous comfort if we allow them to speak. You know, I think that every disciple of Jesus Christ at one time or another in his or her life has had those moments when there is wonder. Wonder about whether God really is in his heaven. And if not that wonder, then wondering about whether or not God really, really does care. Really, really does look out for us. Generally, these thoughts begin to creep into the mind in times of crisis. In times of unsettlement. In times when things just aren't going the way that we want them to go. That things are going, it seems like, in just the opposite way of how I have prayed to God to change them. It's inevitable that the onslaughts of the evil one will come at such times and begin to nag and try his best to instill doubt. Or how about when we end up doing something that we thought we were incapable of? What I mean by that is doing something against the law of God that we thought we would never do. In other words, there are times when we ourselves fall off of that steed that we have placed ourselves on. Much like Peter in the garden, after having expressed to Jesus, you know, I'll die for you. And nobody, no way, no how am I going to deny you or run away from you. And then Peter finds himself doing just that. And it took one look from Jesus and Peter began to weep bitterly. There are moments like that when we fall off of our own little steed that we have placed ourselves on. And what must God think of me then, at that point in time, at that moment? One of the attributes of God that we learn about in our catechisms, you'll probably remember, is that God is unchangeable. Very simply, that means he doesn't change in his attitudes and the like, that he expresses himself in his word. He does not change. And therefore, when we read words like this from the prophet Isaiah, we know that they aren't spoken by the Lord to Isaiah, and therefore to us, in a moment when God happened to be in a good mood, or in a moment when God happened to be in a jovial mood, when everything was going right, if you will, humanly speaking, for God. No, our Lord doesn't change. His word stands forever, we are assured, by our Lord Jesus Christ. And that, I think, is why Isaiah the prophet says that he will rejoice greatly in the Lord. His soul will exult in his God. Why, Isaiah? Why will you do that? Even in times of trouble, even in times of misfortune. And then here it comes. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. I looked up that word robe. That robe of righteousness. You know, that Paul talks about also in the New Testament. And what I found was this. That the robe spoken of here is only worn by men of rank, by men of high standing. We will find this robe talked about in all of the instructions in the book of Exodus for the making of the garments of the priests. Not the ordinary citizen, but the priests. We find that this robe is spoken of in regards to the child Samuel, who, as you'll recall in the story, was dedicated to God and was brought up in the temple. This robe is worn by Job, a man of very, very high standing in his community, a man of great wealth, a man of rank. And this robe is not used, this word is not used in connection with anybody other than a person of rank. And here Isaiah says the Lord is clothing him and the rest of his followers with this robe. And that means, you see, people, that God thinks pretty highly of you. No matter what you've done, no matter what you haven't done, this robe our Lord gives to you and to me is worn only by people of high rank. Now, Isaiah obviously found great comfort in that fact. And that's why I prefaced everything this morning with those words. We can find great comfort here if we just allow them to speak. Our God thinks so much of us that he gives us the very, very best robe he's got. The robe of righteousness. I am a child of God through Jesus Christ. My God says so. My God doesn't change. And therefore that doesn't change. Ever feeling like God doesn't care? Like God has abandoned ship? Like God has forgotten? Hear once again the words of Isaiah the prophet. He has wrapped me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. That's pretty high standing. That's what Jesus Christ did. And that's how we stand before our God in our Savior. Amen.